Auguste Rodin was an influential artist whose experiments profoundly transformed 19th century sculpture. His use of bronze and monumental formats testifies to his classical training, but as a whole, his art paved the way to modernity. Rodin rejected idealized beauty in favor of physical expressiveness. His works were so disturbingly lifelike that he was accused, wrongly, of casting directly from living models. Before carving out his niche as a great and profoundly innovative sculptor in the late 19th and early 20th century, Rodin began by portraying those close to him, particularly his artist friends. This bust of Jean-Paul Lorenz, who lived from 1838 to 1921, belongs to the series of portraits from the 1880s, treated with great liberty and vigour, influenced by Italian Renaissance bronzes. It is not a man of his time who is celebrated here, but an artist rendered timeless. The city of Toulouse even considered commissioning a marble version of this bust for the Capitole. Presented by Rodin at the 1882 Salon, the sculpture was praised by critics, not so much for its physical likeness to the sitter, as for its moral and intellectual depth. The slight forward movement of the right shoulder breaks with symmetrical frontality. Rodin's naturalistic and deliberately energetic style reveals itself in the careful attention to morphological detail, such as the flared nostrils and prominent collarbones, which heighten the work's vitality. Rodin engraved a few words to the right of the bust beside his signature, "To my friend J.P. Lorenz." But why inscribe this friendship in bronze? Lorenz was one of Rodin's oldest friends. As the story goes, when a scandal erupted in 1877, accusing Rodin of having cast the Age of Bronze from life, Lorenz offered his unwavering and unconditional support. Lorenz also helped him secure the commission for the Burghers of Calais. Rodin retained a lifelong sincere and unshakable gratitude towards Lorenz for having supported him so wholeheartedly. From this mutual esteem emerged a painted portrait of Rodin, this time by Lorenz.